Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Samaches. Yuma Samaches, and we're going to talk about a tshuva of the Tashbates, one of the later Rishonim, Talmud of the Ran, which relates to our sugya here on Samaches Mabez. The Mishnah, the beginning of the seventh parak, discusses as we continue going through the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, and the later actions and chiyuvim that he has to do, and he reads from the Torah. The Mishnah tells us that he goes to the Azara, and Chazan HaKnesses no tol sefer Torah, no stole the Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses, no stole Skan, Viskan, no stole the Kohen Gadol, a lot of pomp and circumstance, and trying to have as many people involved as possible, Barovim Hadras Melech. This is the marker for our idea of psicha giving the Torah from one person to another person, and the Kohen Gadol is Makabel, the Torah, and he starts reading, he starts laning. Umakabel v'kore achremos v'ach be'osar. Right, he leans from achremos, and he leans from Parshas Emor, right, a little bit right after achremos. V'golol sefer Torah manicha b'cheiko, and then he rolls up the Torah, and he holds it, and he says, v'yomer yosef masha karasi lefnechem kosov kan. More than what I read is written here. Meaning there's other areas of the Torah that talk about Yom Kippur, ube asar shabachum shabakudim, and Pinchas kore alpeh. Pinchas, he reads alpeh. Right? He reads also the section about the musafin in Pinchas, but he doesn't read that bichsav umavarech aleh, and then this eight brachas that you say v'chulu. Why doesn't he read it all? Why doesn't he roll it and read it from the Torah? That's what the Gemara says on the next daf, and that is basically tircha de tzibura. To go from Achremos to Emor is just a couple of columns, but to have the entire Klal Yisrael that are in the base of Migdash waiting to roll the Torah to Pinchas, that'll take a couple of minutes, and therefore Tichur de Zibura, and it is not done. So this idea of and therefore he reads that Baal Peh. He reads that Baal Peh, and he wants to make sure everybody knows that. No, he's it's here. It's not that the Sefer Torah is missing anything, and that's why he's not reading it. So he announces, it's written here. I'm just not reading it from here. And then he continues. So related to this, we'll see where this comes up. The Tashbates has a tshuva. The following tshuva. Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf, Lamed Aleph. Rav Shimon Bar Tzemach. Rav Shimon Bar Tzemach. She'ela. Right, we know the Algiers, I think it is, right, Northern Africa. Right, the Tashbates was the Gadol Ador, right, and then came after the Tashbates was the Rivash, I think, or the Rivash first, and then the Rivash first, and then the Tashbates, and then the Rashbash. I think that's how it those are the Gadol Ador towards the end of the Rishonim in Algiers. So the question is as follows: Sha'alta, the Yomim Shemotzi Yesh Deis Sifrei Torah Kugon Bar Ba Parshios. On the days that they take out two Sifrei Torah. Like, Dalet Parshios, it's Parshas Parah, Parshas Zachar. U'besheni shu kore bo ha-maftir, nimsa toas b'sefer. And there's a mistake found in the maftir. Mistake found in the maftir Torah. Imu chayev lahachziro, u'lahetz hosi Sefer Torah, acher likros bo ha-maftir. You find a psul in the Sefer Torah during maftir, do you have to take out another Torah or not? That's the Shaila. Why? Usually you take out another Torah if you find a psul, because this is a Kriya, and as we'll see, what we passing about making a bracha on a pulse of Torah, usually take out a Torah. But here, it's maftir. It's maftir. V'yamarta sh'ata choshesh pazeh me'acher she'in kriyas ha-maftir. Olam in a minyan. End of the question. And you, the questioner, says the Tashbates, were choshesh that maybe you shouldn't take out another Sefer Torah. Because maftir is really not part of the minyan akruim. It's not part of the seven aliyos that we need. It's an extra. And therefore, maybe it's not as dachuf. Again, the taking out of Sefer Torah is a very serious issue. Right? We can't just, be machmir and what? Be machmir and take one out? That's embarrassing the first Sefer Torah. Pagam harishon. And if you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to take out another Sefer Torah. And if you have to take out another Sefer Torah, you have to take out another Sefer Torah. So which is it? There's no chumra and kulis here. Sometimes in halacha you can be machmir and there's no downside. But sometimes there is a downside. In Dini Mamonis you can't just be machmir, because whatever's chumra for one is a kula for the other. Right? So how do you approach this topic? So really there are two intersecting sugyas that this tshuva is about. Number one, the sugya of maftir, and number two, the sugya of making a bracha on a false Sefer Torah. So those are the two. Let's just review a little bit each one of those, and then we'll see what the Tashbetz answers. So first of all, Maftir. So we know Kriyas HaTorah. I think we had an alumnus on the Daf Shir a few months ago, a couple years ago, about Kriyas HaTorah in general. But we know Kriyas HaTorah is a Takana Durabanan. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Midaraisa. But Chazal instituted laning every so often, so that we're always connected to the Torah. This goes a long way back. Back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSofer. It's a very, very old Takana Durabanan to lane from the Torah. But the Gemara tells us at the end of Perek Maruba, Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, that one of the Takanos that was made by Ezra was that we have to lane Sheyukorin B'mincha B'Shabbos Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. And that was after. First, lane on Mondays and Thursdays, and by Mincha on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Sheyukorin B'Shini B'Chamishi Ezra Tikein. Monday and Thursday laning, Ezra was Misakein. Vameikaravi Miskana. What do you mean? But even earlier than Ezra. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that had Moshe Rabbeinu not given the Torah, Ezra Sofer would have done it. Right? He was the next one. He was the second biggest Talmud Chacham in history. Right? Ezra would have made it. He lived till a very, very old age during Ba'isheni. But the Gemara says, Ezra was misaking Kriyas HaTorah Moshe. The Tanya, Vayochosh Toshes Yamab Mimrev Lomotsu Mayim, as the Pasuk says in Parashas B'Shalach, they went for 3 days without water. Darshe Rishumos Amru Ein Mayim El Torah, and they darshan that Mayim means Torah, they went 3 days without Torah. Shenamar Hoy called Samei Lechul Amayim, Kivach Hochosh Toshes Yamab Lo Torah Nil'u. They became weary, because they didn't have the connection to Torah. So Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, the Nevi'im Shebeinehem stood up. Who are the Nevi'im Shebeinehem? Who are the Nevi'im there? Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole yard site shir about Moshe Rabbeinu, when he discusses here why the language here is Nevi'im Shebeinehem and not Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, he writes Moshe Rabbeinu, Ubezdino. So why the switch? That's not for now, but that's on this Gemara. V'tignu lem sheyukorin b'Shabbos, and they, the Nevi'im Shebeinehem, made the Takana. You lay in every Shabbos, umafsikin b'echa b'Shabbos, then take a break on Sunday, v'korin b'sheni, umafsikin b'shlishi v'irvi, v'korin b'chamishi, umafsikin b'erev Shabbos, k'di shalo yalinu gimel yamim b'lo Torah. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu already did it, not Ezra HaSofer. And it seems also that it's b'dafka not every day. Right, you need a couple of days that you don't have laning, maybe to think about the laning that you did. But you're mafsik. So Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. So the Gemara answers me, Kar tignu chad gavra, tlasa psuke. Originally, it was one person, three psukim. Inami tlasa gavra, tlasa psuke. Or three people, three psukim. Keneged, konim, levim, yisraelim. Asahu, tikin, tlasa gavra, vasar psuke. And Ezra Sofer made it as, again, the minimum that we have, three alios and ten psukim, except for Purim. Keneged, asar batlanim. Fine, that's the takana. So we know Kriyas HaTorah goes a long way back. It is a takana kavua. Machlokas haposkim, is it a chovas hayachid? Is it a chovas hatzibur? Most of them is a chovas hatzibur, not like Megillah, which is a chovas hayachid. And this is Kriyas HaTorah. So how many aliyahs does one need? So we know that it depends. The Mishnah Megillah tells us that it depends on the day, right? Weekdays we have three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed we have four aliyahs. Yontif we have five aliyahs. Yom Kippur, we paskin, we have six aliyos, and Shabbos, we have seven aliyos. We have seven aliyos. That's the halachas that's in the Mishnah in Meseches Megillah, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the beginning of the third parak in Gemara. Somewhere it says, right, Zeh HaKlal, B'yadav Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva. Ein pochsa mehen avo mosifin alein. You're allowed to add on to the aliyos. Umaftirin binavi, and we're maftir binavi. We have the haftorah, haposeach vachosim b'terem avarach levena lacharan. The olden days, they used to have just the first person made the bracha before the aliyah, and the last person made the bracha after the aliyah. But then we know that we have the addition of maftir. We add on an extra aliyah. Get an extra aliyah. Why do we add an extra aliyah? So the different reasons given. Some say that if we have somebody read the maftir. So that's kind of, okay, we have seven aliyahs, now one person reads the maftir. It kind of shows that there's an equality between the Torah and the Nevi'im. We don't want to give off that impression that there's an equal. You know, some people are reading the Torah, some people are reading maftir. So if we allow the person, if we force the person who's getting the Torah to read some of the Torah, so that'll show that really the Torah is on a different level, and it's not just that another person is reading the Torah. Or one might say the opposite, that nobody really wanted to read the Torah. So therefore, we wanted to give him a little part of some of the Torah in order to be mechabed them. to be mechabi them. That's what the, if you look in the Shar HaTziyun, in Reish Pei Beis, the Mashu Korei Batchila Kodem Shemaftir Banavi, Halo Eino Elebne Kavra Torah, Shlo Ye Kvoda Kvod Navi Shave, Im Yikra Banavi Levado, Kemosha Kor Mitchila, Olam Arishona, Batur Levado. As the Mishnah Berurah quotes the earlier sources, that it's the first issue that I said, that we don't want to give off the impression that Navi is equal to Torah, and therefore we have it latched on. But that Maftir is extra. It's not Ola Laminyan Shiva. Right? Maftir doesn't count as one of the seven Aliyos. It is extra, says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Beis. Again, based on Mishnayos and Gemara and Rishonim and Maseches Megillah, I'm just summarizing it. In Reish Pei Beis and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. Motzi and Sefer Torah v'karan bo Shiva. V'mrasa lehosif mosif. Right? And you can add on. V'dechenu, and Minag is not to add on Yantif to make sure that we know that it's five, except for Simchas Torah. Mutar likros olam harbe. Avabi shokara zeh ma shokara zeh. Chozer mevarach in b'kak klum. You could repeat, except for Simchas Torah, at the end. Hakol olam eminyan Shiva. Afilu isha v'katan shiyodeh lemim mevarachin. Right? Seven aliyas. V'chulu. And then we have Sift Aleph. Nogim likros shiva v'ligmar imahim haparsha. The minog, now we're used to it, but it goes back to the Shulchan Aruch. The minog is that we have seven aliyos, and then we finish the parsha with the aliyos, right? This is based on the tour. V'omer kaddish, v'chozer v'korei imamaftir mashakor shvi. And then we add, and we repeat some of the psukim that the previous person had, the last ola had read. Right, we don't have an extra laning for that. But this is the idea of maftir. So maftir is clearly an extra added on aliyah. So that's how the Tashbates asked this question. What happens if you find a mistake in maftir? Why does he dafka ask about a mistake found in the Dalet Parshiyos? Why not a mistake found any week? That's pretty unusual. But he didn't catch it the first time. Right? He didn't catch it the first time. Like now the Balkari notices only now. So usually, this is the first time you're laning by the Dalet Parshiyos. First time you're laning the Maftir. But it could also happen, you know, if the Balkari wasn't focusing, or there was a different Balkari for Maftir. So it could happen then too. We'll have to see if there's a difference. But that's sugi number one. Sugi number two is, what about finding a psul in the Sefer Torah? What's the halacha about finding a psul in the Sefer Torah? So this is fascinating because it's something that we do, but we don't really always thinking about it. What's the minhag of Klal Yisrael? If we find a psul in the Sefer Torah, we close it up and we take out another one. And then what? We don't start again. We just pick up from basically where we left off. So how does that work? Why don't we have to lane again? If we say it's a puzzle Sefer Torah and therefore the laning didn't work, you have to switch it. So how does that work? So really it's a stira in the Rambam. Here in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Tshuva, in Pe'er Hador. Rambam in Pe'er Hador in the Tshuva is in Siman Tes. Yorenu Rab Morenu, the Sefer Torah, Shein Oasik HaAlacha, O Sfarim Shal Klaf Shehim Vadei Psulim, in Mutal Avarech. Could you make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah? The Rambam Paskins? Yes. The Rambam in the Tshuva said, you can make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah. Mutr levarech bahem. Ve'ein habracha al hakriya basefer, kamo habracha al natilas lulav o yeshiva basuka. The bracha that we make before we get an aliyah, it's not like a bracha on a maisa hamitzvah, like you make a bracha before you shake a lulav. And if the lulav is pasol, you can't make a bracha. Or make a bracha before you put on tefillin, or tzitzis, or sitting in a sukkah. Shem haisa psula o lulav pasol habracha levatala. Shaha mitzvah hi natilas alulav o yeshiva basuka. Sha'aleha mevarech. Vim hayu psulin lo asa shum mitzvah. That's by a maisa mitzvah. Aval b'kriya satorah ha mitzvah hiya kriya. But by kriya satorah, the mitzvah isn't so much the chefsa shal sefer Torah. The mitzvah is reading the Torah. Reading the Torah. Bein shikar b'sefer kasher, bein shikar b'sefer apostle. Even if I read from a sefer Torah apostle, the bracha is still on the kriya. And therefore, even if it's possible, you can make the bracha. Afilu kara al peh. Atzma shal kriya hi amitzvah. She'aleha anu mevarachim. Halo tireh, says the Rambam. Shem kara b'shachar kodem shi'is palel. Mishnah o Talmud o Medrash. Mevarach ve'acharkach korei o dorish. Halamadata. She'ahagoya batorah. Berachas haTorah, it's the same one as the private Berachas haTorah. So what do you see from there? Shahagoya batorah hi amitzvah. The learning is the mitzvah. Shalem avarchin, meaning Kriyas haTorah, according to this formulation, is kind of a super Talmud Torah. It's part of this sugi in Lamdas. Is Kriyas HaTorah something separate, some separate takana? Chazal made a separate takana, but what's the nature, what's the essence of the takana? Is it a super Talmud Torah experience? And therefore, maybe the bracha could relate to that, and even if it's a puzzle sefer Torah, as the Rambam says, "V'zeo ahefresh shel hergishu bo rov chachmei mizrach v'dimu shamavarech v'korei b'sefer puzzle shu bracha levatala." So I think it's wrong. I think you can make a bracha on a puzzle sefer Torah. That's the Rambam's shita. But other Rishonim aren't so clear. And if you look at the Rambam himself, that's in the Tshuvas, which generally don't have as much authority as the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchas Sefer Torah in the 10th parak, the Rambam says, Nim seis lamad, she esrim dvarim heim, 20 things. The Rambam is very organized. He says, there are 10 psulim about a mezuzah, there's 20 psulim about Sefer Torah. He says, there are 20 things that make a Sefer Torah puzzle. Shekol echan mehen posel a Sefer Torah. V'im nase bo echan mehen, and if one of these occur in a Sefer Torah, hare hein kechumish bein achumashim, it's just like a chumash, shemalamdin ben atinokos, that kids can learn from, v'ein bo kedusha Sefer Torah, v'ein karen bo barabim. And you don't read it in public, meaning you can't make a bracha on it. The Rambam says you can't use a puzzle sefer. So it seems like you cannot use a puzzle sefer Torah. And he goes through the 20. If it's written on non-kosher animal skin, and if it wasn't me'ubad, all the different types. But the Kesef Mishnah already asks here, what do you do here? The Rambam in the Tshuva says that you're allowed to make a bracha on a puzzle sefer Torah. And here the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says you can't. So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, he was chozer bo. Okay, he retracted. That's always an easy answer. The Kesef Mishnah says, L'chadchila b'di'evad. If you had, the Rambam you're talking about, well, you have another option. You shouldn't read from it in public because you have another option. The Efshar Lomar says, the Kesef Mishnah, after quoting this stira, right, Lefisa Yiksha, Mashakasav Chikei Nagu Lefne Gaone Olam, Dimke Mashavina Lahana Gaonim Toim, the Efshar Lomar, the Hasam B'dalo Efshar Lahu, Umashakasav Kan, Shein Koran Bobet Sibur, Hu B'de Efshar Lahu. Depends if you have another one. Umiachas shekain heicha shenimsa tos b'sefer Torah motzian sefer Torah acher umaschilim b'makom shenimsa tos umashlim in shiva al osim shakaru b'mute tekivat shu b'di'eved havli kamo lo efshaluhu. What's he quoting? This Kesef Mishnah is based on the Mahari Beirav quote that he quotes in the Beis Yosef, but also he quotes it here in the Kesef Mishnah. And that is, so what do you do? The Rambam different pshatim about the sheet of the Rambam. What do we paskin? We paskin l'chadchila b'di'eved, but a little flexible on l'chadchila b'di'eved. Once I read from the Torah, that's already considered b'di'eved. Meaning, it's a pshara we paskin. And this is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Mari Beirav. Whatever you leaned already is okay, and it counts, and you will yotzei. You rely on the sheet of the Rambam that you can make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah, but what you didn't lane yet, that's l'chadchila, that's what we take out a new Sefer Torah. So we paskin Shara, we paskin, where we don't make the Baal Kori start laning again we're not going to go back to last week, but even from this week, we don't make him start laning the Parsha again, because we paskin in the middle. It worked what you did, but what you didn't do, that's still l'chadchila. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes in Yoredei Simon Reish Ayin Tes, from the Aval Moria Harava Gadol, Mari Beirav, right, one of the Rebbeim of the Beis Yosef, remember, gave him smicha, the whole smicha controversy, Mari Beirav gave him smicha. Hinek lo zizev tor acheres l'haskel imochem shenim satos, u'lahashlim zayin al osim shakor b'mute. If you can, l'chadchila, to try to have seven aliyos in the psukim that are left, sometimes it's not enough. But v'nim satos be'em sakriyas adchorei, gomer kriyasa b'sefer akasher, u'mavarech l'achareha, ve'inu mavarech l'faneha. Ki bracha shibirach lefaneh v'sefer Torah pasul v'chein akriya shakarabo also lembed the eved. It works. V'nasan tam ledavar. And what's the reason? Explain the Mari Beirav. Tekiva sharam makasa b'tshuva lahachshir ein lomar shachozer bo b'chibur. I'd rather not say that he retracted. Ela al karchav tzorach lomar shabashakasa b'chibur eino le'inyin kriya b'tzibur el le'inyin kiya mitzvahs asei lichtov kalecha sefer Torah. Maybe what he wrote B'tzibur, what he wrote in Mishnah Torah, means in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Avalini kriya b'tzibur, ein tos ma'aybo, v'kima shakein yishlismoch alav b'di'evet. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that we take it out in the middle. So now, back to the question that we asked. So we have Maftir being an extra aliyah. We have the idea that once you read right Sefer Torah, you take out a new one, generally, unless you it's already read. So what do you say here? Maftir is kind of a separate aliyah, right? So does it make a difference? You already read the seven kruim, so maybe it's not appropriate to take out another Sefer Torah in this case. So the Tashbetz says that Let me find back the Tashbeis here. The Tashbeis says, does Maftir make a difference? He's machalik between Maftir of the whole year and the Dalet Parshios. And the Dalet Parshios. Because the Maftir of the whole year, so that's just L'Kavod, extra connected to the Haftorah. So then, that is just L'Kavod, and then you would not take out another one. But Kriyas of the Dalet Parshios says that, I thought that's a takana kavua, and we'll see where this gets into our sugya now. V'kiva, I'll just read a couple of the lines. Hachal hosi atzibur de chavasan de chovas hayom lo iftar bakatan. V'kiva she'enu elo covered ba'alma mishem hachi ikilu bashatia bakatan. Shrek dolam ein erosam lahafter benav shem choshvim adav lezilusa. Shlikir batar v'yatir benavi. Nobody also wanted to just read from the Haftorah, the Navi, and not get a portion of the Torah, so you give them part of the Torah. Avo b'kriyas chovas hayom mashi takana kavua kagon dalet parshios v'chanaka. The special laning of the Dalet Parshios and of the Moadim, that's a real takana kavua. And therefore, you must take out another Sefer Torah. What about a regular maftir? If you want to say it's just extra, you don't have to take out another one, that's by a regular maftir. How would this happen? Right? Because you just laned it. So what happens, Rachman al Islam? What happens if the Torah ripped, right, as you were after the seven aliyahs and before the maftir? Or Shnikra, Opsul Acher, Bazef Shalom Ar Kidvarecha, Tekiva Shayna Kriyasa Maftir, Batorah Elam Shiv Kavara Torah. Kiddush Yikra Maftir Kodem Shikra Menevim, since it's just covered a Torah, so it's okay. It's okay. V'chaya Ef Shalom or Shiyastik V'kriya Shloshim Sukkim V'sefer Puzzle. You could lane the rest of the Maftir in the Puzzle Torah. After all, you can lane it by heart anyway. Why? How do you think you lane it by heart? Where else do we do a Maftir by heart? Ah. V'te Messiah, V'tzayezah, Mi'asvara, Argamara. Right, the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, lanes from Akremos and Emar written, and then he closes it up and he says, now I'm going to lane to you from Pinchas by heart, based on Tircha de Tzibura. Mashama Gemara, Yuma Perak Balo Kohen Gadol, V'niglol, V'chulu. Hachanami, Im Efshar B'Sefer Karashir Shapir, V'im Lav, Ki Hechi Dehassam Amrina, De'in Golden Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, Mishim Kavad Tzibur. You don't roll it up because of Kavad Tzibur, make him wait. Hachanami, Lo Machukinu Lo Tzibura, Lafuki Sver Achrina, you don't have to take another Sefer if it's not so crucial. V'ikrana Alpeh, Obe Sefer Pasol, Mihu, Below Bracha. Maybe you wouldn't make another bracha la'achareha, but you do not have to take out another Sefer Torah. Unless, then he changes his mind at the end a little bit, he says, unless you say, you're right, the motivation for maftir was that it's extra, it's just l'kavod. But once it has become part of our laning, so maybe it gets serious takana kavua status. So he says that at the end. He says, maybe I would say this by a regular maftir too. Adai nigla meimar, dekima dekriyas maftir bebracha takinula, efshar b'sefer tapasu v'lo alpeh, demeikara b'sefer kasher takinula, miu, even though it's a milsa de la shricha that you'd find a psalm in the Sefer Torah, ben gavra la gavra, but that's what he backtracks a little bit at the end. Lamaskana, what do we paskins? So if you look in the Ramah in Yeridea, paskins like this, Tashbeit seems to paskin, right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Tes in Yeridea, or if you find a psalm in the Sefer Torah, you have to take out another one, v'chulu, v'haga, v'ein chilik bazeh. Bein shenimsa hatos b'sefer Torah rishona, bein shenimsa hatos b'shnia, b'shah shekorin bochovas hayom lamaftir. It doesn't matter if you find it in the first sefer Torah or in the second sefer Torah, if you're laying the chovas hayom. So some say maybe he's dafka referring to the Dalet Parshios, the chovas hayom lamaftir. A regular maftir, he wouldn't have to, like the Tashbeit says, until he backtracks a little bit at the end. But that's the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Reishayin Tes. Again, something that doesn't come up that often, but it's based a little bit on our sugya of Kohen Gadol. Okay, we'll stop here.